This was kind of set up for people that might be coming from Bible school, because one is to help us remember something that happened at Bible school. It was one of the best parts of Bible school, and that was the food.
The
food, yes, that was, and it really was neat. For now, Sarah was there, and what is your name now?
Stephanie.
You've been here before, haven't you? I recognize you, but I just forgot the name, Stephanie. And we had a lot of exotic foods, but I think one of the neat things is just getting together and eating together. And so, David, can you hold that for a second? Thank you, I appreciate that. Because what I was going to do is to have just kind of a little snack here. And this is kind of neat. I knew that all of you kids would enjoy seeing this. This is a real official Kool-Aid pitcher. And I was, of course, you know, nobody trusts me anymore. And I think the kids at Bible school learned that as well. They said, you can't do anything right because they make me use this. But I'm real good. I can do this here. And we just have such a... it's a defective cup. I'm sorry. Here we go. So, yeah, but I wanted everybody to have a chance. Oh, another defective cup. What is wrong with these things now? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, it does work better this way. I appreciate it. Well, actually, I'm not quite as bad. But what this was supposed to remind us is that sometimes when we come to Bible school or when we come to church or when we go to school, we're almost like we sit in our chair and we're almost like taking a cup that's upside down and we're sitting there and we say, okay, teach. Okay, preach. Fill me up. Tell me all the things I need to know. And we forget that we've got to make ourselves ready. We've got to turn ourselves over and make ourselves ready to learn and to receive all that we can expect to get out of school or vacation Bible school or church or whatever. And so what this was supposed to remind us is that we can come together and we can enjoy meals and opportunities to learn and, oh my, what are some of the other things that we can come together and really enjoy, and singing and playing? But we've got to come and we've got to be ready and make ourselves ready to receive what's going to be poured out, whether it's words of wisdom or words of learning or whatever. Okay? You want some?
Sorry.
I don't know whether I can trust David any more than I would trust myself.
Well, thank you very much.
With a full glass. And I thank you, folks, for coming.